This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Andrea Seabrook. New Yorkers are used to all sorts of pests. Rats, pigeons, who knows what else lives in the subway tunnels. But for whatever reason, they still seem surprised and disgusted every summer when some exceptionally large, six-legged creatures come out of the sewers and walk the streets at night. Here's Beth Fertig of member station WNYC.
You see that? You see that brown skid mark?
Herb Whiting is pointing to a big smush on the pavement just outside his East Village apartment building. A few minutes ago, it was a water bug. But then?
Well, basically, I just put my left foot down and put a little twist.
Whiting doesn't look like he has much to fear from an inch and a half long cockroach. He's a big guy who spends summer nights sitting in a chair outside with his neighbors. But when he sees a water bug creeping by, it's time to move that foot.
You give him a chubby check, a twist, stomp, you know, depending on the way you're feeling.
His neighbor, Maria Nazario, says they're not just out on the streets.
They're in the halls, they're outside, in the homes. If you open, leave the screen open, they fly in. It's ridiculous. Sometimes when you're closing the screen and you hear a knock on you, all of a sudden it's a roach right there.
The word roach seems too ordinary for something so big. Maybe that's why many New Yorkers prefer the term water bug. These insects are scarier than the smaller German or brown banded cockroaches typically found in the kitchen. They swagger down the streets as though they own them. In the South, they're called palmetto bugs, but the water bug is, in fact, a cockroach.
It's actually Paraplanita americana. Its common name is American cockroach.
Lewis Sorkin is an entomologist at the American Museum of Natural History. He says the term American cockroach is actually a misnomer because they're believed to have come here on slave ships from Africa. When it's cold, they hang out in basements and sewers, but when it's warm, they take to the streets.
You might see them, you know, putting their antenna out and touching things, maybe tasting surfaces. I don't really know, but I know if you watch them instead of just stepping on them, you might learn something.
Although Sorkin admits he'd kill any if he found them in his house. Out on the Lower East Side, Clara Feliciano and her grandmother, Clara Marie Musi, say they hate seeing water bugs around their housing project.
The other day was one on my house, and I was scared. It was screaming.
We smashed it with the slippers.
Oh, and I put some poison spray.
But every now and then, you might meet a New Yorker for whom the water bug inspires something other than the urge to kill. In Tompkins Square Park, Chris Perry says he now sets them free when they enter his Bronx apartment.
I used to squash them, but it's a mess, and I no longer believe in hurting them. They'll be around a lot longer than you, me. They should be respected, and I think that they should be emulated.
After 300 million years, maybe roaches have earned some respect. For NPR News, I'm Beth Fertig in New York.